The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, we have sunny skies, cool out there, snow on the way tomorrow. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of people planning their spring breaks, a lot of people planning to go to Mexico, or maybe thinking twice about it after this week. Four people were kidnapped, four Americans, two of them murdered in a dangerous part of Mexico. Joining us right now to help us understand all this, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
There are some very dangerous parts of Mexico that that we are being told to avoid and have been for some time, right?
There are five states within Mexico, and one of them is where these four folks ventured into, just south of Brownsville, Texas. A level four, according to the State Department, is equivalent to the danger factor of going to Syria, Iraq, or Afghanistan. And I think people just aren't aware of that, for starters. Now, are there safer places? Of course there are in Mexico, like over in the resort part where Cozumel, Cancun, I think that's a level two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, level two means it's a lot safer than a level four, but you're still not in the United States. And I think people just need to be careful, even if they're going to like a resort area or to a medical facility that would be in a level two or maybe even a level one. But you've got to make sure that if you're in a gated community, if you're staying there, that's fine. If you leave that gated community, what safeguards should you have? A phone that has an international connection. Always have an ID like your passport, et cetera, on you. And don't travel to places that the resort or the medical facility say are potentially dangerous. And don't go out, probably generally speaking, at night into a community unless you have certain safeguards in place.
Yeah, that's all very good advice, absolutely. I think what's frightening, too, is not just people that have been murdered in Mexico, but people who have been who have disappeared and are unaccounted for. That's a large number of people, isn't it?
Right. And it's a very hard number. My guess is it's probably bigger than that. I mean, obviously, we have a very porous border. People can just walk into Mexico that, you know, want to harm themselves, want to walk in to do a drug deal that goes bad, they get killed, and they're left wherever they might be killed with no ID on them. You know, weeks, months, years later, authorities find clothing. I mean, they actually have cataloged clothing of people where they've just found the clothing and maybe skeletal remains. And that families desperately looking for loved ones actually have gone to Mexico to review all the clothing to see if it matches their loved ones. So it's a very obviously heart-wrenching story. But yes, that's another big problem.
If somebody is planning a trip to Mexico, where should they look for those warnings to know what's safe and what's not?
Well, go to the State Department's website because they update it every day, and it will tell you where, you know, that it's safer to go, not perfectly safe, but safer to go than not. I mentioned those five states. They say definitely don't go for any reason to one of those five states. And follow, as I mentioned earlier, the safety protocols, not standing out, not wearing flashy jewelry, not dressing in shorts and flip-flops and walking around. It's fine to do that, obviously, inside a resort. But you don't want to, like, wave a flag that you're an American walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll eventually figure it out, but you don't want to draw attention to yourself.
Yeah.
The four folks attacked recently, you know, drove into Mexico. They had U.S. tags on their car. So that made them a target, potentially, to begin with.
Scary stuff, indeed. Brad, appreciate the advice. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.